This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata.
Plants need three things to grow: air, water, and nutrients. Farmers usually take care of the last bit by fertilizing their fields. But now scientists have found a type of corn that seems to thrive on air and water alone.
This has been sort of the holy grail. You know, if only I could grow corn and not put 200 pounds of nitrogen on it.
Alan Van Dynes is a plant breeder at the University of California, Davis, and part of a team that analyzed this one corn's unusual ability. The corn variety hails from Oaxaca, Mexico, where it typically grows in nitrogen-poor soils. Nitrogen's needed for proteins, DNA, and the chlorophyll that lets plants perform photosynthesis. But the Oaxacan corn does well despite the bad soil, and with little or no fertilization. The plants pull off this trick with thick, red aerial roots that protrude from the stem above the ground and ooze out a clear goo packed with sugars. That slime is the perfect habitat for nitrogen-fixing bacteria, a sugar-rich, oxygen-poor environment where the microbes transform nitrogen gas into a soluble form the corn plant can use. It's an above-ground version of the nitrogen fixation you might usually think of as happening in the underground roots of legumes, like peas or beans. The researchers demonstrated the corn plant's talents by exposing them to labeled isotopes of nitrogen, and they were able to track the movement of the distinctly identifiable nitrogen atoms from the air to the root and into the plant. This pathway allows the corn to obtain up to 80% of its nitrogen straight out of the air. The details are in the journal PLOS Biology. Van Dynes says early plant breeders may have inadvertently got rid of corn's nitrogen-fixing proficiency long ago.
When early man made some selections for probably, you know, bigger ears, higher yield, perhaps they lost this ability along the way, and we have the opportunity perhaps to bring it back.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.